Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? It is Life After Dust. Live, your boy, Sunny J. But y'all know every Monday, the show turns into a hot after dust. So what's up with everyone? It is, man, it's hot as heck right here in Texas. That's all I got to say. Shout out to everyone that's in the chat room. Shout out to everyone that listens to the show on iTunes. Shout out to people that listen to it on the Dust Spot, all that good stuff. Just want to definitely start off with that, letting y'all know. Definitely appreciate all the love that y'all show constantly. And as far as, man, today's stories, we got a lot of stuff going down today on the show, so that be ready for this, man. As far as the stories going on today, we got Jennifer Hudson. We got some Jennifer Hudson, some good news. We got something about Simon Cowell and Mariah Carey. We got to hear about that. Some bad news or good news, depending on how you look at it, with Taraji Henson. And then we also got a disturbing picture. If you're in the live chat room, you get to see it live and direct because I put the links out whenever the show is on live, so that's a great thing when you're in the live chat room and you get that full experience. So, man, it's definitely a lot of crazy stories today. And, of course, as far as like the song of today, it's going to be our old school After Dust song of the day. It's going to be by Sierra, and that is 1-2 Step. And then the indie artist After Dust song of the day is going to be by an artist by the name of Man, and he has a song called Fight Come With It. And it's perfect because today, y'all know I come to these random titles sometimes on the shows. And today's show is actually called Players Gonna Play, Haters Gonna Hate. And basically what comes from that is just, you know, it is what it is. Like, this basically just that whole point there. It's not necessarily about, it's a show about haters. It's just necessarily letting people know that people are going to do exactly what they say they are, you know. Just be on the lookout for it. And, you know, also, what that also does open up a conversation as well. If you want to call in and you want to just share your personal experiences or what, if you just noticing how people are hating and stuff, you can also do that as well. Even though that's not the focus on today's show, but that's today's that'll be the random blast off of today. We'll be talking about that. So, you know, of course, the show is 30 minutes. Y'all, right, enjoy the rest of this next 30 minutes of your life. We're about to be All right, so here we go. We're going to go, first off, we're going to go into the indie artist After Dust song of the day. This is by an artist by the name of Man, and this is like real amped up music. So here we go. This is Fight Come With It. And we'll be right back on Life After Dust Live, Hot After Dust Monday with your boy City J after this. Going to throw in, since today is called Players Going to Play, Haters Going to Hate, so most definitely. And call in number, anytime you want to call in, is 347-202-0389. And let's see what we as far as today's stories. And before we get into that, I want to actually let you know as far as who's going to be on the show this week. We got tomorrow. Shout out to 979 for that. We'll have more. M Square will be in the building. He'll be well, I'll be interviewing him on the show tomorrow. So that's going to be very interesting. So you're from the Dallas Worth area. You definitely know who M Square is. So big up for that. For him stopping by the show and definitely showing some love. And then we got on Wednesday in the Global Tech Mixtape Series, we got Porsche, Sister Trio, Porsche and Mercedes. They'll be on here. We'll be talking to them about their music. And there's a lot of great stuff going to go down, man. And I cross our fingers because next Tuesday, if everything still goes right the way it's supposed to, next Tuesday is going to be a very, very big show. So, y'all cross your fingers on that one. All I got to say is it's a group of legends. That's all I got to say. I won't spoil any surprise. I'm more like I had an answer for y'all on that on this Wednesday show. So, y'all definitely make sure y'all come check that out. So, we're going to go ahead and go to the first story for today. And, today's stories, it's a lot of good stories here today. There's some bad stories, too, but we got some good stuff, too. So I like to have a little positive mix, more positive than negative at most times. So let's go ahead and check this first one. And I'm going to post it out for those who are in the live chat room. You actually get to see the link before today, and that's where it goes down. So here we go. Our first story, we got my girl Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson sold off her curves in the UK. And if y'all go look at the pictures, man, this is what I got to say. Because a lot of people always hate when a girl is thick or whatnot. And I don't know, man, this is how I hope that Jennifer Hudson is trying to get super, super skinny. I like the fact that she's thick, but she's, like, toning it down. That's how we like it, like. That's what the dudes like about Jennifer Hudson, the fact she's thick, so shout out to that. You go there, you check out a bunch of pictures of her, and, man, it's just one of the main ones is she's got this gray dress on, and she is killing that mug. So I was going to say, man, shout out to her designers and all them people. Man, And as always, too, like I said, you ever have anything y'all want to share on the stories, I can call in as well. So, most definitely. And like I said, if you're in the live chat room, you get to check out our links. So, if not, you can also go to thefablife.com. That's owned by VH1. Go there, you can actually check out the story for today. All right, so we're going to go to the next one. All right, this is some more good news, or as far as like all you American Idol fans, and yeah, I love Simon Cowell so much. You know, of course he has a new show coming out, The X Factor, and of course one of the key things that comes into the X Factor and whatnot is having judges just like American Idol had judges, but. One of the key moves that Simon is making right now is that he's actually bringing in to the equation Mariah Carey. He's actually going to have her kind of like, behind his position was over on American Idol. Like he was basically the judge of all judges. And that's basically going to be her point she's going to play with. And interesting because one of the judges they're talking about adding with her are Nicki Minaj and Nicole Scherzinger, which I always mess up her name, girl from Pussycat Dolls. That's going to be very, very interesting. So, like I said, it's a big upset. So now, look at it, we got Nick Cannon. He's on America's Got Talent. And then you got Mariah Carey. Now she's going to be in the X Factor. So, A lot of big, big, big interesting things going on with that couple over there. And this shout out to them just holding it down. And I ain't going to lie, me keep 1,000. I was one of them people that was like looking like, yeah, they're not going to last. I was be real about that. It's one thing I do is be real. And I thought they weren't going to last. And hold on, let me go ahead and send a shout out to Urban Souls in the building. Shout out to Urban Soul stopping through the show. Big up to you. We appreciate you for stopping by. And y'all can actually check, y'all can actually go to Urban Soul. Actually has a website as well. Y'all can check out Urban Souls. Those of y'all, it's not an S, it's with a Z. So that simplifies it for you. UrbanSouls.com. You can check that out. And they got a lot of great stuff over there. So definitely check that website out. Let's see. But like I said, I really didn't think they were going to last long. But, hey, it is what it is. All right, what I'm going to do, because these next two stories are going to be interesting, because this and it's ironic that both these incur some kind of crazy physical characteristics going on. So I come back, we're going to talk about other two stories for the day. But before we do that, I'm going to play the old school After Dusk song of the day. This is by my girl Tierra, and this is 1-2-Step right here on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Ceddie J, Hot After Dusk Mondays. Reminded us, well, back to the show, shout out to Sierra. That song is just hot. And actually, I see a caller. See, they don't have a hand up, so I'm not going to mess with y'all. If you want me to bring you in person one, so I know. Because I know I have a big habit. I bring in callers all the time. They're like, no, So. If you guys listen to the show, thank you for listening to the show. If y'all want to actually speak, press the one so I can know to bring you in. But, man, we're going to go ahead and do is go to the last two stories, in which these two stories here, these are crazy because I just don't understand it. Like, what is it with this stuff, man? And I'm posting in the chat room. Y'all to see, because y'all got, I got to definitely see what everybody else sees about this. This is just craziness. And this story here comes from MediaTakeout.com. It's about actress Shiraji Henson, and apparently she's decided she wanted to bleach her skin or whatnot. And I'm really just sitting there thinking about it. Just time after time, it's like people are just not happy with the color of their skin because they allow themselves to think, well, people ought to be more accepted in Hollywood or in society more the whiter I am or the whiter I am. And my thing is this. What people don't realize is it doesn't matter, man, for real. Like, the light-skinned people, it's funny when it happens, it takes a light-skinned person to tell a dark-skinned person that you are beautiful and that they should be happy with the color of the skin they are and whatnot. Why are we not listening? Why are we not telling ourselves that? It's getting out of hand. You know, everyone, like, I jokingly said it on today's promo page for the show, but it really does get annoying on Twitter, and that kind of stuff there shows how people are acting so much. It's with the whole team light skin, team dark skin. People are really getting out of hand with this on Twitter. It's getting annoying. Like, it starts big wildfires that don't need to be started. And at the end of the day, you're doing the job for, and everyone was always going to say that white folks are still being racist and all this extra stuff. But really, at the end of the day, a lot of times I start seeing that there's more of inner racism than anything, and that goes across every race, you know. With Asians, you know, and, you know, the ones that become more American, Americanized, you know, people look at them and say, oh, no, the other Asians, like, oh, that's not real, you know. They're extra white Asians or something, you know, and make them seem like there's something wrong with them, you know, for, you know, the way they've taken in the culture. And then, you know, even in the Hispanic culture, the same way. And even ironically, within the white culture as well, like, you can pay attention to that, like, you can see there's inner racism there, and it's ridiculous. And I just don't understand why it has to continue to come to this point. And I think, man, and they bleaching the skin, it's too much. Like, what the heck, man? So, Taraji Henson, like I said, at the end of the day, you're still fine at the end of the day, but, God, they people just, and that's just the thing. It's like, the more, it's ironic that, you know, the medical field is advancing, but it's funny that a lot of these advancements are like things that people are trying to alter their physical appearance. That annoys the heck out of me. Where it's like it's something that if it's not something that has to be helped, then don't do it. Like, why does it feel to me that you have to be lighter? I mean, it's stupid. So don't keep on moving. And that leads to me, this story here, I think this is kind of, man, I mean, I guess to each his own, but this is just too much here. This next story in which I definitely would like to see what y'all think about this too. Y'all can definitely tweet me and whatnot, let me know what you think. And this story here, I think that it's just a little bit out of hand, this next one. So, you know, of course, we've seen, you know, all of a sudden today, now it's getting real heavy in 2011 that everybody and their mama has to get a million tattoos in their face, and they're, like, getting huge tattoos in their face. Well, you know, one of the ones we know, one of the famous ones we know now, there's a whole ice cream thing on the side of the face that Gucci Mane started. We know about that. But this one here, this guy said, you know what? I saw the ice cream thing. I'm going to take it to the next level. This guy has a picture of his kid on his face. Now, I mean, you had your arms, you had your chest, all this stuff your kid did, but you put it onto your face. Like, I'm just, I'm just looking at it like it's just kind of crazy looking. Like, it's just too much. I mean, you really, why was your, of all places, your face was a discussion? And that was the last decision to take to say, oh, I'm going to put a tattoo, a huge tattoo on my face right there that I could have got anywhere else. But that's it. It's just crazy, man. Like, people are really just doing too much of this tattoo business now. Like, just like I said, the ice cream thing, I thought that was just crazy to get, but this here is taking it to the next level. So, as far as, you know, I'm going to go to the next point, in which you got anytime you got any crazy stories you want to send in for Monday shows, like, even if it's not celebrity news, you can tweet me at Sedy J Dusk, at CEDDY, the letter JDUSK. Tweet me there, and I will definitely get to the story. If you're on Facebook, you can hit me on Facebook, too, facebook.com/ Sedy J Dusk. And then you can send me a message or whatnot, and I'll get to you on that as well. And we got about 3 minutes left of the show. I want to just yet again just let you know as far as anything that's involved in the show or whatnot, you can always check it out over at the Dusk Spot. That's at duskowls.ning.com. That's duskowls.ning.com. Check it out. Become a member. And hey, you know, come take it over. Make it your own home or whatnot. And the thing is just crazy. I mean, a lot of crazy stories today. Shout out to Goldie Honey for stopping by the show. Shout out to all the various guests that stopped by the show as well. Shout out to Urban Souls. Just big up to everybody that's popped up. And that came in heavy. Man, people came in chat room heavy numbers today. So big up to all of y'all. And I'm going to leave y'all this, and that's in everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J or where there's a U, there's God that is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life After Dusk Live. It's your boy, Sedy J, Hot After Dusk Mondays. We'll see y'all tomorrow with M-Squared, the 979 The Beat, KBFB, 979 The Beat. So he'll be on here tomorrow. We chop it up with him. All right, so see y'all later. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Sedy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
Life After Dusk. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Sedy J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life After Dusk. Y'all now tuned in.
holler.